Let's start with, I guess, the big picture question. How much of a boon can sports betting be for Delaware and specifically Delaware Park?
Well, I'm not looking at it as a boom because the margins on straight up betting is 1/6 of regular parlay betting. So if you were looking at it from a standpoint of a business, as casinos do, you're looking at a parlay bet as a slot machine where there's certainty and predictability, and you're looking at a craps game on straight up bets. It can go each way. So, you know, just in perspective, there's a 15 to 30% margin on parlays, but on a sports book that has straight up bets, you're looking at a 4 to 6%, of which we get a fraction of that.
Right, because there is revenue sharing with the states based
yes.
on
state, the vendors, the horsemen.
But it's certainly the volume of betting that's likely to come because of having full-scale sports betting. Is it likely still to bring some more money into the state in Delaware Park than just the parlay betting in terms of just the sheer number
I think it's going to bring some money in, but let's just talk numbers.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 20 weeks last year, our biggest year. We averaged a little over $500,000 a day in handle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, multiply that by 52 weeks. Okay, and we're the 64% of the market in the racetracks. You're looking at, you know, less than $30 million in handle, and you probably have to do $90 million to break even.
So
you're looking at three times what we were doing in parlays, and if you were here on a Sunday, it's really busy.
Oh, absolutely.
During football. So now add college football to that, I think you probably double it. I'm not so sure it goes much higher than that, though. That's the problem.
So you don't see... The addition of basketball, hockey, all those type of things, adding any more to
no,
that sheer
No, I think you'll see. I'll see the sheer volume. What I saw in parlay double, and then in the basketball, you're going to have the college championships. I have to say that we're not allowed to use the branded acronyms.
Understood.
But I do believe it's going to be robust, and I do believe it's going to provide benefits to Delaware and to Delaware Park. Is it going to make a lot of money for us? Specifically, the actual sports betting, I doubt it, compared to what the parlay was doing.
How significant is the concept of getting up and running quickly and taking advantage of being one of the first or perhaps the first states to get this underway mean to Delaware Park?
I think it's significant to measure how much this business is going to be in what I would say is a somewhat off, peak moment when we actually do it, because if you're looking at the sports right now, you have the pro hockey and the pro basketball finals going on, you have baseball, but Father's Day weekend opens up a total different perspective from where you are, because you have some collegiate baseball going on in their tournament, and you have the World Cup started. So from that, you turn around and you have, a professional golf championship in the United States that weekend, and you have, following that, a professional tennis bout in England in the first week of July, and then from there, you're just rolling into football, and I'm thinking football is going to be huge.
I do want to ask, because you're kind of going a little bit where I wanted to go at some point with this discussion, and it is, how much of it is also a marketing tool for Delaware Park? I mean, when you talk about maybe the actual amount of handle isn't going to be significant, but the ability to plan events and try to bring people in around significant events like college basketball championships, pro football championships, all those kind of major events that would maybe draw people who might not otherwise come to Delaware Park just to be part of that atmosphere and maybe bet once or twice.
I guess from my own experience, when I go to Vegas mm-hmm. and there's a big event, do I sit there in the race book and watch it, or do I go somewhere else and watch it? The real bettors are going to want to watch it, especially when you get to the college basketball season and the college football season. They'll be able to stay all day.
Mm-hmm.
On the ancillary stuff that really doesn't have multiple games going on at the same time, I'm not so sure you can plan something around. So it's kind of has a similarity or a synergy with horse racing, where you have a huge crowd for the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness and the Belmont and our big race, the Delaware Handicap, sure. and obviously Breeders' Cup. Outside of that, your fan base has to have a reason to come here to want to do it. Can we put that show on and attract that crowd? We're going to try. I'm not too sure we're going to be able to fill it, but I think that most people will be coming in before that, making their wagers and going home and probably watching something on TV. I know one thing. If I was watching what I would call a great football game in February, I want to watch it at home with the party, not at some other location.
Let me go back to logistics for a minute. What needs to happen here at Delaware Park before you can actually start? What are the things that you need to do between now and day one of taking those bets?
Number one, we started training on Monday. It went really well. There was a lot of really good training that was done in Dover. We have training tomorrow, although it's a lot of different training. And we also have some training on Saturday. So from a preparedness, after that, we're going to kind of have a week to retrain. And I think the goal is to go live in the first week of June with the governor and the director of the lottery's blessing.
So you think you can get this done in a couple of weeks?
Oh, yes.
How much do you expect to be offering wager-wise at the start? And is that something much like the parlays that may kind of grow and develop over time?
I think the only thing we're not going to offer is in-game wagering.
Okay.
At this time.
So basically all games,
you're
money
have,
line,
you're
going to
have
spreads,
whatever. Yes, yes.
Prop bets.
You're going to have prop bets, yeah. You're just not going to have any in-game prop bets that are going on. And eventually you're going to have a mobile device.
Which takes me to where I wanted to go next, too. Where does online fit on this and mobile? Is that something that eventually is going to be part of this whole process as well?
The director of the lottery is very focused on that. And let's get open after a week's burst of notice. And then let's go from there 3-4 months down the road. Maybe, you know, the middle of football season, if it takes too long, is when we'll probably be able to try it out.
How does that change the dynamics from your perspective to have that option?
It takes a lot of dynamics away from the crowd and the lines. I think in Las Vegas, it's 50% of the handle.
You mentioned, you talked a little bit about parlay betting and how things went with that over the course of almost a decade since that started. Delaware Park fared better than Dover Downs and Harrington, just when you kind of look at the pure numbers. Was that a large function of your location, do you think?
Absolutely.
Does that hold for sports betting full scale, or as other states come online, will it be much like slots and table games that you start to lose some of that advantage because there's going to be competition?
When the other states open up, you're going to lose it. Okay, New Jersey's going to have a mobile device, you know, and if you're in Salem, New Jersey, and you can bet on it, you're going to have a phone device to do that. The problem is where do you want to drive to make your deposit? Do you want to drive to Delaware Park, which is a 15-minute drive, or do you want to drive an hour to Atlantic City? And, you know, the question's really going to become, where are you at when you want to make your bet?
And so for you, there's still maybe a slight advantage, but not what you had previously.
That I don't think there's an advantage once the rest of the competition opens up, quite frankly. I think it's going to be, you know, home-based where you spend most of your time. Now, fortunately, you know, Delaware in Newcastle County has a lot of out-of-staters working from a perspective of the banking businesses, and believe it or not, some of them like to wager. they also might have multiple apps.
There you go. Parlay betting had been allowed outside the casinos at bars, retail outlets, convenience stores. Is that likely to follow with sports betting, or is that something that's not likely to be part of that mix?
That's going to be up to the director of the lottery. Some complications on that, and I'll just speak frankly.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of anti-money laundering procedures that are in place, and it's very sophisticated. You know, if I was a bar owner, I have to scratch my head whether I want the IRS to come and audit me, because that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's regular basis from a standpoint of anti-money laundering. And, you know, from their business's perspective, they're going to have to weigh whether that's important to them or not. And if they think they can do it, you know, and they have the sophistication, you know, I really don't, you know, have the terminology from a perspective of the lottery to say, hey, they can't do it, because, you know, I know what's involved. I think it's rather robust, and I think that, you know, you're going to have a customer in a personal basis from a bar objecting to, you know, why do you need my name and address?
I was going to say,
I need my Social Security, and, you know, is it going to be secure once I give it to the guy?
I was going to say, I mean, there's both the logistics and the cost effectiveness for the bars. But having said that, would you foresee perhaps a call for other sports books within the state, much like there was a time about a decade ago when there was an effort to bring other casinos in, like Wilmington or in Sussex County? Do you see that at some point?
I'd have to tell you, that's above my salary. that's going to have to be determined on volume. I think the big issue is that, you know, a lot of people don't understand. It may be a large amount of volume betting, but it is really not a lot of margin. The larger casinos in Vegas are subbing it out. They're outsourcing it.
And finally, I kind of think I know where your answer to this question will go, but I'm going to ask it anyway. There is legislation in the General Assembly that's looking to offer the state's three casinos some relief on revenue sharing with the state. Some have argued the adding of full sports betting negates the need for that. How do you respond?
I respond that they don't understand the numbers and that, you know, nothing could be factually more wrong.